This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We are now 10 days into the budget cuts, and the government is still running. Soldiers and sailors still have ammunition and fuel and food. But decisions are being made at the Pentagon about what to pay for and what not to pay for. Both the Army and the Marine Corps have decided they are not going to be taking any new applications for a program that offers tuition assistance to active duty soldiers. From Washington, Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Last year, more than 500,000 active duty service members got tuition assistance to go to school at night, to take classes online. Gordon Adams teaches foreign policy at American University.
They can both get a degree and do their active service at the same time.
Adams says this is a popular program, and in the context of the whole Pentagon budget, it's not that expensive. All branches of the military spent just $500 million on tuition assistance last year. But Larry Korb says it's an attention grabber. He's a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. It's the kind of cut that leads constituents to call Congress.
Wait a second, these kids who've sacrificed so much for us, you mean you're going to, you know, prevent them from, going to school?
This won't affect service members who are currently getting tuition benefits, but it's sure to affect many of the schools they're enrolled in, especially for-profit colleges and universities. Last year, more than two-thirds of these benefits paid for so-called distance learning classes. The recommendation to freeze tuition benefits came from the Secretary of Defense's budget advisor. Commander Leslie Hullride is a Defense Department spokesperson.
Under sequestration, we've got to cut roughly $46 billion. That's about 9% from every defense account except for military personnel funding.
The Navy and the Air Force say they'll make announcements on their own tuition assistance program soon. In the meantime, the Army says it'll consider reinstating the benefits for active duty soldiers if the budget situation improves. To be clear, these cuts don't affect veterans. The GI Bill, a much larger program, is sequester-proof. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.